You will hear Victor, a radio presenter, asking Carlos Gomez, a teenage blogger, some questions about his hobby as part of a radio feature on developing potential in young people. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now look at questions 1 to 8.
Today we have an exciting guest, teenage blogger Carlos Gomez. Welcome to the show, Carlos.
Thank you, Victor. Pleased to be here.
Our listeners would love to hear about your amazing blog, Boy's Own Zone, which is one of the most successful in the blogosphere. What do you blog about?
Anything. Well, that's not strictly true. I'm very selective about what I blog about. A blog, it says a lot about you as a person.
That's a good point. I suppose blogging gives everyone the opportunity to give their opinions and, well, just be yourself. And there are certainly some amazing blogs on the internet.
There are some fabulous blogs for teenagers, but they're mainly for teenage girls. If I'm honest, the motive for doing my blog in the first place was that I thought it was something I could achieve. I said to myself, Carlos, come on, start your own blog. Can't be all that hard. I wanted to achieve a blog that would be interesting to read.
So you blog about your daily life, what you're doing at the moment, with a focus on activities boys like?
That is absolutely correct. I love blogging about scientific inventions. That is one of my favourite things. I used to focus on teenage boy inventors, but now I write about anyone who deserves recognition, even if many people haven't heard of them or their work.
You have sections dedicated to different topics, music, art, football. It's not all about inventions.
And don't forget my book review section. I am a reading fanatic and have reviewed some amazing books. People say boys only want to watch action movies or play on the PlayStation. But now I get loads of hits from boys about books I recommend. I also get comments from little kids, mums, dads and grandparents who want to buy books for their grandchildren. One lady asked her local bookseller for one of the books I'd recommended, and he said that the book became his best-selling book overnight.
Sounds like you've made reading cool. That is not bad.
I got a brilliant post from a boy who said that he used to be anti-reading, unless it was social media, and he wasn't very interested in that. He used to play computer games all the time. Then he started reading The Dark in Their Eyes, which is the horror series I blog about. I guarantee these books are as thrilling as any action movie. He says he's now a reading addict, just as I am. His friends can't believe it. He's a total bookworm.
I hear you're interested in the Wonderworld series of comic books. They have very unusual drawings, don't they?
Wonderworld is laugh-out-loud funny. Comic books with a difference. My family say the illustrations are strange, and they would prefer pictures of flowers or sunsets, but that kind of art leaves me unimpressed. I look up to those artists who create the artwork. They are so talented. If I ever win the lottery, I'm going to buy the original artworks and put them on my bedroom wall. The Wonderworld books are expensive, but they are definitely worth it. I persuaded my school library to buy a set of Wonderworld, and now almost everyone at school is on the waiting list.
How do you find time for all this?
Blogging makes me happy and is a priority. Some bloggers communicate almost constantly, but although I love sharing my news, I think quite carefully before I update my blog. However, people visit my site almost daily, so I do not want to let them down by not updating. I post up a page when I get a free evening or when there is a quiet lunchtime at school.
Any tips for would-be bloggers who might be listening now?
Just go for it. Don't let your spelling or anything hold you back. People don't judge you. My grammar and spelling used to be rubbish, but blogging has made my literacy better. What matters most is the people who are going to read your blog, so think about what they would like. Using appealing pictures makes a big difference to the blog as well.
What are your future goals?
If I have a future goal, it's to meet one of the wonderfully talented people I have blogged about. Just to get a post from one of them would be a dream come true.
Thank you, Carlos. We've had lots of texts coming in from listeners while we've been talking. Here is one from... Today we have an exciting guest, teenage blogger Carlos Gomez. Welcome to the show, Carlos.
Thank you, Victor. Pleased to be here.
Our listeners would love to hear about your amazing blog, Boyzone Zone, which is one of the most successful in the blogosphere. What do you blog about?
Anything. Well, that's not strictly true. I'm very selective about what I blog about. A blog, it says a lot about you as a person.
That's a good point. I suppose blogging gives everyone the opportunity to give their opinions and, well, just be yourself. And there are certainly some amazing blogs on the internet.
There are some fabulous blogs for teenagers, but they're mainly for teenage girls. If I'm honest, the motive for doing my blog in the first place was that I thought it was something I could achieve. I said to myself, Carlos, come on, start your own blog. Can't be all that hard. I wanted to achieve a blog that would be interesting to read.
So you blog about your daily life, what you're doing at the moment, with a focus on activities boys like?
That is absolutely correct. I love blogging about scientific inventions. That is one of my favourite things. I used to focus on teenage boy inventors, but now I write about anyone who deserves recognition, even if many people haven't heard of them or their work.
You have sections dedicated to different topics, music, art, football. It's not all about inventions.
And don't forget my book review section. I am a reading fanatic and have reviewed some amazing books. People say boys only want to watch action movies or play on the PlayStation. But now I get loads of hits from boys about books I recommend. I also get comments from little kids, mums, dads and grandparents who want to buy books for their grandchildren. One lady asked her local bookseller for one of the books I'd recommended, and he said that the book became his best-selling book overnight.
Sounds like you've made reading cool. That is not bad.
I got a brilliant post from a boy who said that he used to be anti-reading, unless it was social media, and he wasn't very interested in that. He used to play computer games all the time. Then he started reading The Dark in Their Eyes, which is the horror series I blog about. I guarantee these books are as thrilling as any action movie. He says he's now a reading addict, just as I am. His friends can't believe it. He's a total bookworm.
I hear you're interested in the Wonderworld series of comic books. They have very unusual drawings, don't they?
Wonderworld is laugh-out-loud funny. Comic books with a difference. My family say the illustrations are strange and they would prefer pictures of flowers or sunsets, but that kind of art leaves me unimpressed. I look up to those artists who create the artwork. They are so talented. If I ever win the lottery, I'm going to buy the original artworks and put them on my bedroom wall. The Wonderworld books are expensive, but they are definitely worth it. I persuaded my school library to buy a set of Wonderworld, and now almost everyone at school is on the waiting list.
How do you find time for all this?
Blogging makes me happy and is a priority. Some bloggers communicate almost constantly, but although I love sharing my news, I think quite carefully before I update my blog. However, people visit my site almost daily, so I do not want to let them down by not updating. I post up a page when I get a free evening or when there is a quiet lunchtime at school.
Any tips for would-be bloggers who might be listening now?
Just go for it. Don't let your spelling or anything hold you back. People don't judge you. My grammar and spelling used to be rubbish, but blogging has made my literacy better. What matters most is the people who are going to read your blog, so think about what they would like. Using appealing pictures makes a big difference to the blog as well.
What are your future goals?
If I have a future goal, it's to meet one of the wonderfully talented people I have blogged about. Just to get a post from one of them would be a dream come true.
Thank you, Carlos. We've had lots of texts coming in from listeners while we've been talking. Here is one from...